It's wonderful to be back again with you today and have a chance to talk to you about Jesus. I always look forward to the opportunity to come visit with you, tell you about the love of God. I'd like to read some to you today from the book of Romans, chapter 5, beginning at the first verse. It says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." You know, there's a wonderful thought there. In the Word, we think about the love of God. One thing that's missing in the world today, and that is the love of God. The love of God is missing in the world today. We see a substitute for the love of God, and we see people going to churches, and they become very ritualistic. And they take on a lot of formality. They learn to conform to the different rules and regulations and the different things, you know, that is required of them. And they go on acting as though they are happy. And to look at them sometimes, perhaps you might think that they really are happy. But then when you have a real conversation with them, you get right down to really understanding their background and their daily way of life, you find out that they're very sad, that they don't really have happiness in their lives. You know, the reason for that is because the love of God is missing in their heart. Now, you know, you can't substitute the love of God. Where we make a great mistake in Christianity today is that we invite people to come to serve God and tell them that when they come to join the church or when they come to be part of Christianity, that all they have to do is just believe and make a confession. And so then taking the minister at his word, they do that very thing. They come and they make a confession and they say, "I believe in the Lord Jesus." Hundreds of thousands of people do it across the world each day. But then when the people really start out to serve God, they find out there's something missing in their lives. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to carry themselves in the ways of God. They don't understand, because they've not been tutored right. They've not been taught right. They've been led to believe that just because they made a confession that Christ came into their heart. And they believe that the love of God is in their heart. But see, friend, that's wrong. You can't just come up and say, "I'm a Christian," and be a Christian. You can't just come before the minister because he gives an invitation and just join the church and say that I've got Christianity. You can't make a confession and say, "I've confessed Christ and now I believe in the Lord and I'm a Christian." That isn't sufficient. There is more to it than that. The Bible said, "Not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall inherit the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." So then there's more to it than making a confession. The Bible tells us that we must do the will of God. See, we must carry out the will of God. We must perform the will of God. Now that if we come to God and we make a confession, that's good. If the minister gives an invitation and we go up and we say we want to be a Christian, that's good. But just going and standing before the minister and saying, "I believe God," because he says, "Repeat after me," that's not sufficient. See, how are you going to get the love of God? You've got to have the love of God. Paul tells us here, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." But it goes farther. It tells us also in the Word right here, it tells us that the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. See, the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit. That means if I don't have the Holy Spirit, I don't have the love of God. How can I have the love of God if I don't have the Holy Spirit? See, if the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, then if I don't have the Holy Ghost, I don't have the love of God. See, it doesn't matter how much I say I believe, that's not sufficient. It's like Paul in the 19th chapter of Acts. He says, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? See the difference? Have you received God's Spirit since you believe? Now that proves to me that you can believe and still not have the Spirit of God. And if you don't have the Spirit of God, you don't have the love of God. And besides that, just believing is not sufficient. Because the Bible teaches that without God's Spirit, you're none of His. And Paul said, have you received the Spirit since you believe? They said, well, we've not so much as heard about the Spirit. Now we were baptized, and they said, Paul said to them, how was you baptized? They said, under John's baptism. But Paul said, John baptized with water under repentance. Under repentance. Saying, believe on him that was to come after that baptism, after John's preaching, which was Christ Jesus. Said, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Said, his fan is in his hand. He'll thoroughly purge his floor, burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire, and gather the wheat into the garners. See, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? If you've not received the Holy Ghost, you've not received the love of God. The thing that's missing in the world today is the love of God. Look at that for just a minute now. See, if you have not received the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, then you have not received the love of God. And the Bible teaches that faith worketh by love. How then can we have the true faith in God if we don't have the love of God? So then being a believer, as we consider believing, that is coming with our own intellectual believing, our own intellectual confession, that's good. See, that's a start. But that isn't the faith of Christ. The Bible said, contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of God. See, the faith of Christ by which ye are sanctified. So then, having the love of God means we've got to have the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said love is as strong as death. If I'm going to escape death, then I've got to have the love of God. There's nothing else can get me over the bars. So then, if you don't have the love of God, or the Holy Ghost, that is, you don't have the love of God, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you been filled with God's Spirit since you believe? Paul says in the 19th chapter of Acts, have you? Now somebody would say, we've been baptized according to Christ's baptism. But listen, beloved friend. Paul asked the question, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Those people believed. They believed. They believed. So then, we know that they were believers. But that wasn't sufficient. It takes the infilling of the Holy Ghost. See, so then believing in Christ, real true believing in Christ, the real true believing is to come to God's Word and believe the way the Word tells us. Seeing the Bible teaches in the last days, many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Getting past feeling, just doing anything, feeling like it's going to be all right, and that they make it into the kingdom of God. But see, the Bible tells us if we have not God's Spirit, we are none of His. Those people were believers, but they didn't belong to God. If they'd have belonged to God, they would not have to have received the Spirit of God. They would have already had the Spirit of God. So then the Bible said that Paul rebaptized them in the name of the Lord, and then they received the Holy Ghost, and then they belong to God. See, if you believe, you do well. The Bible says you do well if you believe. But know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. For if you believe there's one God, you do well. For the devil himself believes and he trembles. Every time he thinks about it, he believes, he trembles. But see, that's not enough. To believe is not enough. Faith without works is dead. It's going to take some Christian endeavor. It's going to take some Christian works. It's going to take a Christian attitude toward God to be able to receive God's Spirit and to be able to accomplish God's purpose. See, we are supposed to be carrying out the will of God in our life. Isn't that right? God expects you and I to carry out His will. It is your job and my job to carry out the will of God. That's why we're here in the world today, is to do the will of God. So then we know that if we're ever going to get past that great judgment and that great Ancient of Days that's going to sit one day, then we're going to have to obey the Word of God. See, the Bible says God gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey Him. See, who is He? The Word. If we obey the Word, then we get the Spirit of the Word. For what is the Spirit of the Word? The Holy Ghost. For Jesus said the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth, and Jesus said my words are true. Said my words are spirit, then the Spirit of the Word is the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Spirit of the Word, it means you don't have faith in the Word. See, those people had been baptized into John's baptism. Why is it that they had not received the Spirit of the Word? Because they had not believed in the Word. They had believed in what John said and in John's baptism. But see, John wasn't the Word. Neither was John's baptism the Word. But John said, I baptize you with water under repentance, saying, believe on the Word. When the Word is made flesh, then the Word will come to you, and that Word which is made flesh, believe on that, and you'll receive the Spirit of that Word, which is eternal life, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth. That's what we've got to do. So then, to have the love of God, what must we do? To have the love of God, we've got to have the precious Holy Spirit in our heart. Then when we get the Holy Spirit in our heart, then the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. And this is what I want in my life more than anything. I want the love of God, because love is as strong as death. And there's nothing that can take me over Chili Jordan except the love of God. And that's the one thing that's missing in the world today. The world is void of the love of God. You can see the entire world crumbling around you. And when you see this, you know, automatically know, that the love of God is missing. If the Word of God was really in people's hearts today, as it ought to be, then the love of God would be there. And if the love of God was in the world today, my, what a wonderful life this would be. What a wonderful world we would have. But see, folks, we've got to get back to the Word, to get the Spirit of the Word. We've got to have faith in the Word. And then when our faith is in the Word, that's a real confession. And then we don't depart from the faith. Now, departing from denominations and different churches and those kind of things, I know people would have you to believe that you're departing from the faith, but that isn't the faith. But, beloved friend, when you depart from the Word, you've departed from the faith. Faith cometh by the hearing of the Word of God. And when you depart from the Word of God, you've departed from faith. So then, we realize right then and there that that is what the writer meant when he said they shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils and people and preachers, all kind of folk that are telling them different things that are contrary to the Word. So then, let's get back to the Word of God. Let's get the Spirit of God. And that way we can belong to God. And let's serve God the way we ought to serve God, in the lovely beauty of holiness, the way the Bible teaches. To serve God in the beauty of holiness, that's the way God wants us to serve Him. All right, it's time for us to pray for you. I want to pray for you. I really feel the lovely presence of Jesus here. I know that you need prayer. I know that you want prayer. A lot of times some of you can't get to the man of God that can pray the prayer of faith. So then God makes a way to where you can hear the Word. Faith cometh by hearing of the Word. You've heard the Word. Let's pray. Father of heaven, as we pray in the name of Jesus, I ask, Holy Father, in your great lovely name, that you'll look down from heaven. Father, those that are afflicted, those that are out there, Lord, looking on, and those, dear God, that need a touch from your precious hands, heal them, O God. I pray in Jesus' name that this great Spirit, this great anointing that I feel, Almighty God, Holy God of heaven and of earth, heal and save, oh God. Go into that room, Lord, with that bed of affliction and lift that person up, oh God, and heal them and make them well. Father, give them real life, abundance of joy in life, to where they know about Jesus. They know about the name of the lovely Son of God. Let them find healing in that name and salvation in that name. Let them find a blessing in that name. Bless them, Lord, in every way, I pray Thee, in Jesus' name. Meet all their needs, Father, physically, spiritually, and financially, and we'll give Thee the glory, praise, and honor, in Jesus' name. Amen. I feel that God's done something for you. And I've said so many times, I want you to write us. Write us a letter. Tell us if God's touched your body. If God's done anything for you, write us a letter. Pray that God will give you some belief. If you're holding to the Word of God, whether you will say bye for now. May the Lord bless you.